course, the meaning of the purple garments in those days was that that meant you were very rich. It was very hard to get purple garments. And so the rich man in the story that Jesus is speaking to the Pharisees had everything that he needed, and then some, and wasn't caring for this poor man, Lazarus. We don't even know the rich man's name, but we do know the poor man's name, and it's interesting that way because we know that Jesus pays attention to those who are poor and those who are in the greatest need. I'd like to liken these two characters that Jesus speaks about today, the rich man and Lazarus, to something that's happening in our entire being during the season of Lent. During the season of Lent, we are fasting, and we are trying to think about and be more aware of our spiritual lives. How good this is, because so often we're very rich and we care very much for the wants of our bodies. The world is always attracting us to feed our flesh. Our flesh, as St. Paul tells us, rages against our spirit. There's actually a fight, and the two are fighting against each other constantly. And we know the evil one is there as well, pushing us, prodding us to give again into the flesh and its wants and its desires. This is very much like the rich man who lived sumptuously, not caring about what was essential, the poor man laying outside, who was very close to the heart of God. And Lazarus is very much like our soul, our poor souls. So little time is spent in prayer. So little time is spent in fasting in our daily lives from what we don't really need. What suffers because of that? Lazarus, the poor man, which could be likened to our soul. You'll remember when the centurion came to Jesus and said, my servant is sick. He also said, Lord, I am not worthy that you should come under my roof, but say the word, and my servant shall be healed. The church likens the servant to our soul. So at Mass, we say the same thing that the centurion says in reference to our soul. Lord, I'm not worthy. Why? Because my body's kind of piggish. My body always gets what it wants. It's always demanding of me. Lord, save my soul. God is attentive to the cries of the poor. He brought Lazarus, when he died, to the glory of heaven. The one who paid attention to his flesh ended up in hell. You can see very clearly that Jesus minces no words in his story to us. There is a hell, and that there's an abyss that can't be crossed between heaven and hell. We need to be attentive to the words of Jesus, and really in this Lenten season, take care of our souls. Jesus will take care of our bodies too. You can see that he brought Lazarus' poor body to the glory of heaven. Lord will take care of our bodies. Let's ask our Lord to take care of our poor souls as he does in this Holy Eucharist by giving us his body and blood in the Eucharist.